Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am Molly McCord, and we are talking all about astrology and the energies of this week and into next week. So February 8th into February 15th, and wow, have we got some big energies coming through. You are probably feeling them. You are not alone in feeling them. February is a very dynamic month. It's also a fast-moving month. So you're going to feel like in a blink of an eye, February was gone. But it's also a really productive month. And I'm going to talk about why that is and what's going on this month and, this week, so that you can really get some good grounding right now as we move through these big energies. So we have the sun in Aquarius, the 11th sign of the zodiac. And the sun is moving through the middle degrees of Aquarius. And it's really a time when we are fixed, stable, reliable. Aquarius is a fixed sign, and it correlates with the middle of a season. So Aquarius here in the northern hemisphere correlates to the middle of winter. We are in it, right? It's really winter time. There are big storms happening around the United States and Canada. There's big things moving through as we then prepare to transition into spring in only a month or so. So the sun in Aquarius is all about our groups, connections, the people in our communities, who we associate with, who we network with, conferences, tribes, all those kinds of things. Aquarius is also it's focused on how you can give back and contribute in some way to the collective. It's nonprofits, humanitarian efforts, charity work. It's also the sense of the bigger community, the bigger collective of humanity. So it's interesting that right around now we have a lot of protests. We have a lot of people coming together around a united cause, whether they're on one side or another. There's a sense of a global community, if you will, that is being activated, where people are uniting in ways they haven't before. And the sun in Aquarius is all about that. So I love seeing how astrology really matches up with what's going on in our real world. We have a very fiery energies going on right now. Now, I've been talking for a few shows about the eclipse, the Leo lunar eclipse that is exact on February 10th, although I did say February 9th in a few places because that depends on your time zone and where you're located. It could be on the 9th for you. For most of us, it's actually going to be on February 10th. And this is when the moon in Leo is at 23 degrees and it's exactly opposing the sun in Aquarius at 23 degrees. And so the lunar eclipse is really asking us to activate something deeper in our heart, in our creativity, in our personal expression, in our courage, in our confidence, in our self-leadership. It's asking you to bring something forward that ultimately benefits the collective. It's such an amazing eclipse. Like, it just has this zing, zing, zing energy to it. It lights up this chart. It means there's just a lot of energy circulating. I just did a radio show with another intuitive astrologer, Dominique. You can find that here on Blog Talk Radio or on iTunes. And she and I talk about the two eclipses in February. So I'm not going to go too much into it because I feel like I already covered it and I don't want to be too repetitive. But the idea for you to know here is that there's something in you that's time to take a risk on. And Leo does that. It forces us onto a stage. It forces us out in some way. It forces us to open. It says you have the courage to do this and to look at your intentions to ensure your intentions are from the heart and that they have a way of supporting and benefiting other people, that you're not you're not cutting yourself off or putting yourself on a pedestal, but you're understanding the bigger picture of how you belong to the collective. That's because the sun is in Aquarius saying, well, okay, you can do your thing, but don't forget about other people. So this lunar eclipse brings in another download of energy that's going to be activated for the next 6 months. We're going to have two more eclipses in August, and they're going to reiterate this theme. So you are stepping into a new part of yourself that is quite powerful and strong. If you have a lot of fixed energy in your chart, you have Leo, Taurus, Aquarius, or Scorpio energies that are working with this 23-degree point. So if you have planets between 18 degrees and 28 degrees of those fixed signs, you're being pushed to move into your heart, and you might have a struggle around it because the fixed signs don't want to change. I do this, I do this, I do this. you like the reliability, you want to know what you can count on, you like things that are the same, you have your routines, but this eclipse is a pivot point of evolving you forward. So you look in your astrology chart at where 23 degrees of Leo shows up, is where you are working with this eclipse energy. You look at the house placement. The house placement is the area of life where the eclipse energy is coming through. So chances are you're going to start feeling it starting, let's see, today is the 8th, and this moon is currently in Cancer right now, and the moon goes into Leo early on February 9th. So while you sleep, the eclipse energy is rolling in, and it builds up on the 9th to the 10th. It's 2 days, quite powerful. And it's already been building, I would say this week, because the moon has been in Cancer, it's the Cancer and Leo energies are inner child energies. They are childish. They are young. They are premature. You know, they aren't very good at having the long-term or adult perspective. And so you could have seen that in yourself or in people in your world, these childish energies coming through to be released. And I feel like this eclipse is going to help us just burst through to some new points of self-expression, creativity, honoring your voice, trusting your gifts. These are all the beautiful, great things about Leo. The other side of that coin is trying to dominate, believing you are the only person who has, it can be an entitlement energy. It can be the sense of I'm the only one who matters, a narcissism. It can be grandstanding. Everyone has to listen to me, or I'm the best. So it can be heavily egocentric. Leo energy can also fail to mature. It can get stuck in a Peter Pan energy. It can get stuck in that I can always do things my way. I can always act this way. I can always have my tantrums or my arguments. It's kind of the sense of a teenager who doesn't evolve. So keep an eye out for that, but know that that's also coming up right here is what I think is right, and it's a sense of I'm the ruler and you're all my minions. You know, does anyone come to mind? I'm the ruler and you all work for me. That would be kind of this old paradigm of royalty that is being challenged, because the status quo is now more educated, more resourceful, and more connected than ever before. So we're going to see, I think it's going to be interesting to see actually if any rulers, royalty figures resign, are done with their reign in the next 6 months. I wonder about Queen Elizabeth. I don't have her chart in front of me, but that could be interesting. Rumors are that Prince William is going to be taking on the throne. We'll see if that transpires. Or any other monarchies or ruling governments make some decisions, because this it has to keep evolving with what the energies of the globe are, and a lot of these figures are old energy, old paradigm. So that's part of this eclipse as well. Let's see here. I wanted to move forward into Valentine's Day. Now, this weekend, we're going to have the eclipse energy that's going to be quite strong. And then we're going to finally have the moon go into Virgo, and we're going to have some grounding. That's great, because we don't have a lot of earth signs right now. There isn't a lot of earth energy. It's a lot of fire, a lot of fire moving through, and a lot of air. We have the moon going into Virgo over the weekend, and it's going to be that sense of, okay, what really matters here? What is practical? Where should I focus? How should I prioritize? How can I truly get things done and be productive without being overwhelmed? So Virgo is going to ground us on Sunday and Monday. We now have Mercury in Aquarius, and we had Mercury in Capricorn for a long time, and that's actually a hard placement, because Mercury moves fast and Capricorn is the slowest moving. So we were slogging along for a few months with Mercury in Capricorn, and we had to focus and get things done, and we were stuck, and we didn't know about this and what about this, and just keep going, just keep at it, just stay on track. Now it breaks through to Aquarius, and Mercury likes Aquarius. Mercury moves fast. He is zippy in Aquarius. He talks a lot. He wants to get together in coffee shops with people and sit down and hear about your opinions. So he's very social in Aquarius. Mercury is in Aquarius for this most of the month, but not that long, only February 8th. Actually, I think it was February. I'm sorry, it's today. February 8th is today. He started in there February 7th, yesterday, until the 26th. So he's only in Aquarius for just about 3 weeks, if that. So he moves fast. But it's part of this activism that we're seeing many voices, multiple thoughts and ideas being expressed in the collective. It reinforces that air sign energy of communication and relationships. We also have, coming up here on Valentine's Day, it's a sexy Valentine's Day, by the way. It's very sexy. It's very... It just has a funness to it. It's saucy. Like, I want to socialize. I want to be with people. And no matter what your relationship status or relationship needs are, this is a lovely time to just celebrate love, the bigger picture, the bigger understanding of love. It's interesting how Valentine's Day occurs in the sun, while the sun is in Aquarius, which is about global love, human love, you know, how we're all connected, that universal oneness. And you aren't just experiencing love with a partner or a spouse, but through your other relationships and through other people that you really value. So on Valentine's Day, the moon moves into Libra, which is the sign of harmony, partnerships, giving and receiving, love connections, dating. And the moon in that sign, in Libra, is very social. It wants to have good conversations with people over an excellent bottle of wine. It wants to enjoy a good dinner or a good lunch. It wants to interact with people. And the moon is then going to meet up with Jupiter in Libra on the 5th, which will further activate that social energy and that sense of who do I value in my life that I want to spend time with? Who do I want to share time with? Who do I want to communicate that I appreciate you? And so that's a really lovely energy the middle of next week, Valentine's Day, the 14th and the 15th. It's a day of simply appreciating the people in your life. And if you can see it from that higher viewpoint, you're not going to get into any of the hallmark cliches around Valentine's Day. You're going to stay in that higher vibration of it, where I really do want to appreciate not only my love interest or my partner, but my girlfriends and my family and the other people in my life that I love, you know, big capital L, love. So it's a really sweet day. And I said it's a sexy day. That's because we have Mars in Aries and Venus in Aries. And these two are traveling together, and they are the female and male. They are the feminine and the masculine energies. And they are both in Aries, which is a sexual sign. And they're dating. They're together. They are hot stuff. So we have these two energies, the feminine energy and the masculine energy, what we call conjunct together, and they're on the same page, and they want the same thing, and they want to be bold, and they want to be expressive in their needs, and they want sex, and they want to have fun, and so it's just, there's just a lot of juiciness the middle of next week. It's funny, I have a friend whose birthday is in the middle of November, and she's like, I'm a Valentine's Day baby. It's like, yes, you are. So if your birthday is in the middle of November, you are a Valentine's Day baby. And I'm thinking that there could be a lot of babies coming in this November because there is a lot of sexy energy next week. So time will tell. But it's just a good time, again, to follow what calls to you, what inspires you. All of this month has a lot of zestiness to it, but the middle of the month, this upcoming week, is about activating more. That next step, that next choice, that next project, that next thing that you thought maybe wasn't going to happen. Now it's time, my friend. Now the universe is telling you it's time. Your number's up. You are being served. It's coming here. What are you doing about it? There is a lot of action. There's a lot of action, a lot of movement, a lot of up in the air and going forward. So I think that when there is this much energy, we have to remember the bigger cycles that are going on as well. We currently have Venus, Mars, and Uranus in Aries. This is the starter energy. This is the beginning point. This is where you take something new and you begin this journey. You start fresh. You individuate. I'm not going to say that right. Become an individual with it. You say, this is what I want. This is me. This is important to me right now. I value this. And I want to touch on how Venus is going to be going retrograde this year. She only goes retrograde every 18 to 20 months. Last time she was retrograde was August 2015 in Leo. And she's going to be retrograde in another fire sign Aries, starting March 4th. So I want to give you a little bit of a heads up and an analogy of what that looks like, because we're in the energy now. Venus is currently traveling through the beginning points of Aries. She's only at 3 degrees, but this is where she's going to go retrograde. So here's how I'm going to describe our girl, Venus in Aries. First of all, she is an alpha female, and she's not really interested in the whole group thing. She's not interested in having a big circle of friends that she socializes with, like Venus in Aquarius or Venus in Scorpio. She likes her little trusted council. Venus in Aries is an individual, and she likes to do things her own way. She's very independent, and she's very courageous. And she's very clear about what she wants. She's very focused on her needs and what she wants. And so she will dress up in a hot outfit that makes her feel, you know, sexy and cute. And she'll go down to a bar, and she'll go sit at the bar and order a whiskey and just wait to see who shows up, if anyone's interested, if she should pursue, if she should do anything. Like, she's fine being on her own. And so when you see this visual of Miss Venus in Aries, independent, knows herself, knows what she wants, is focused on her own needs, I now want you to imagine a movie in reverse, okay? So when Venus retrograde starts, she stands up from this bar where she sat down at, and she walks in reverse, and she moves outside of the bar and goes back to her home. And she then returns to her private inner world before she got dressed, before she left the house to go out. And in this private inner world is where Venus retrogrades back into Pisces. She's going to go back to 26 degrees of Pisces. Now, the last few degrees of Pisces are the quietest of the zodiac. Like, I feel like I should whisper. They're very quiet. They're solitude. And that's because it is the end of a 364-day journey. She's like at day 360. She's tired. She wants to relax. She wants to nap. She wants to meditate. Venus in Pisces, and she wants alone time with her journal. She wants to enjoy the lovely things, but she doesn't want to exude any energy. She just wants to relax on the couch, you know, with the Netflix. She just wants to be quiet. I actually think of Venus and Pisces as a Disney princess. She's a princess, Cinderella, Snow White, any of them, because she needs that time to escape, to tune out, to be in another world, another realm, to just be in her own la-la land, fantasy land. Pisces rules fantasy. Pisces is all about escapism. Other realms, spiritual studies, meditation. So Venus retrogrades back into Pisces, and she becomes the Disney princess. And she sits on the couch, and she just, oh, she relaxes. She takes a load off. She contemplates everything she's experienced through the last cycle. And Venus is all about our relationships, our self-worth, money, and how much we're going to spend on something, where we put our money, what we want to buy, what makes us feel pretty, what makes us feel valued and appreciated, where we feel good about ourselves. And so it's the clothes you buy that help you present yourself in a confident way. It's the possessions you own. It's your female friendships. It's your female connections. And when she's in Pisces, she likes all of that to just have flow, and she trusts her intuition, and she trusts what feels good. So Miss Venus here is on her couch in Pisces, and she enters Pisces she goes back into Pisces, I should say, in April. Okay? April 4th. And she is in Pisces for most of April. So she's at those last degrees of Pisces and she's just relaxing, except she can't relax too much because Saturn is coming to square her and saying, you got to make some choices, girl. You need to get some things going. You can't just take a break. You have responsibilities. You have things you need to do. Saturn is the workhorse that says you have tasks to get done. And how are you going to spend your money? How are you going to make some choices here? So April has this sense of, I want to take a break, but I can't. Or you're thinking about your financial situation, or you're thinking about what really matters to you and what you value. And then what happens is Venus in Pisces, she falls asleep and she rests, and then she wakes up again. The end of April, April 29th. She is again at 0 degrees of Aries, and it is on. And she jumps up from the couch, and she's like, okay, it's time to get things going here. Because the 0 degree point of Aries is the beginning of a whole new cycle. It's a cycle you thought you started this month, which is why I'm bringing this up. Venus in Aries was at 0 degrees on February 4th. You're going to revisit something about this past weekend, the end of April. And she is going to say, okay, enough time on the couch, and it's time to get it going. I know what I want now. I know what I need. I know what matters to me. She gets dressed up again in her next hot, cute outfit, and she leaves, and she goes down to the bar, and again, she's like, okay. This time I know exactly what I'm here for or what I want, and I want to enjoy this great meal either by myself or she's meeting her partner or her spouse or she's ready to date. She has this new sense of what matters to her, and she's very focused, and she has an agenda, and she is determined. She then stays in Aries till June 6th. So that's why I'm telling you this story, because Venus in Aries is going to be in this sign until June, except for when she goes back into Disney princess mode in April. But something that you're looking at right now is going to be revisited. It's going to come back around two more times. That's what happens with retrogrades, is that we visit something three times. Sometimes it's five times, by the way. rarely it's seven times, but it's usually three times. So whatever has come up for you, money, female relationships, love relationships, where you invest in things that feel good for you, that is going to be revisited. The beginning of April and the end of April. So whatever is front and center, it's going to come back around, and just set that expectation that you're massaging it, you're working it through, you're going to go back and meditate on it in April, and then you're going to know what is right and what to do. So give yourself that breathing room. Whenever Venus goes retrograde, we look at our female friendships and say, oh, I don't know if I really relate to this person anymore. We reevaluate that. When Venus is retrograde, women get weird, just like when Mars is retrograde, men get weird. So heads up, of course, I'm in that category too. We'll all do something kind of weird. But by weird, I just mean we're readjusting something within ourselves, and we might pull back and need more space to do that. So that is today's show for the week ahead. I will see you back here next Wednesday for a new astrology and energy look at the week ahead. Thank you for being here. I hope you have a beautiful week ahead. Happy Valentine's Day. Spread the love, be the love, and enjoy it. You know, get that box of chocolates this year. I am doing that. I can't wait for that, actually. So I'll see you next week. Take good care. Bye-bye.